Monkeypox, monkeypox, monkeypox. You've seen the fear-mongering about monkeypox in the media, right? Is this going to be the new quote-unquote pandemic? And perhaps even more interesting, we will watch a clip from March of 2021 where a group put together a fictional monkeypox simulation and brought together global experts deciding what they would do if there was a monkeypox outbreak. That's right, 2021. It's very reminiscent of Event 201 that was put together months before the coronavirus pandemic, which was a fictional coronavirus pandemic simulation put on by Johns Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and World Economic Forum. What's up with this monkeypox simulation? What's up with the monkeypox in general?
It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. Yeah. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Dream Rare Podcast, hosted by me, Anomaly. This podcast is self-sponsored by DreamRare.com. That's DreamRare.com or GodBlessHats.com. Pick yourself up a Made in the USA, designed by me, hat, beanie. We got tank tops, sweatshirts, long sleeves. DreamRare.com. And if you want a few secret episodes, go to Patreon.com/RareTalk. That's Patreon.com/RareTalk. All right, folks, let's start the show.
What's going on, everybody? We don't do conspiracy theories here, just straight facts. And as monkeypox has been all over the media, monkeypox, 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 somebody found a group that did a pandemic simulation in March of 2021. What would happen if a monkeypox pandemic just so happened to spontaneously or not so spontaneously break out? So without further ado, let's watch this simulation and let's all say a prayer. Thank you to the experts for being ahead of the schedule as always. And we don't do conspiracy theories. We just look at the facts. So no theory here. Just thank you for being so prepared. Here's that from 2021 of the experts putting together a monkeypox pandemic simulation.
There are growing questions today around a new and deadly outbreak. Scientists determined that this monkeypox virus was engineered. With limited antiviral drugs and no known effective treatments, countries around the world are struggling to control another pandemic with already devastating effects.
Seeing far fewer cases in countries where governments took early and decisive action.
And some international experts are urging the WHO to adopt a phased approach to warnings.
Okay, so who put this on, when, and why? It was put on by the NTI. The Nuclear Threat Initiative is a nonprofit, nonpartisan global security organization focused on reducing nuclear and biological threats imperiling humanity. What was that? Part of their strengthening global systems to prevent and respond to high consequence biological threats. From the website, in March 2021, NTI partnered with the Munich Security Conference to conduct a tabletop exercise on reducing high consequence biological threats. The exercise examined gaps in national and international biosecurity and pandemic preparedness architectures, exploring opportunities to improve prevention and response capabilities for high-consequence biological events. Participants included 19 senior leaders and experts from across Africa, the Americas, Asia, and Europe with decades of combined experience in public health, biotechnology industry, international security, and philanthropy. Exercise summary. Developed in consultation with technical and policy experts, the fictional exercise scenario portrayed a deadly global pandemic involving an unusual strain of monkeypox virus that first emerged in the fictional nation of Brinia, and spread globally over 18 months. Ultimately, the exercise scenario revealed that the initial outbreak was caused by a terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in a laboratory with inadequate biosafety and biosecurity provisions and weak oversight. By the end of the exercise, the fictional pandemic resulted in more than 3 billion cases and 270 million fatalities worldwide. Now, I was curious who was on the board of directors, and they said that Ted Turner was the co-founder and co-chair, of course, and the former governor of California was there, as well as a lot of people. All right, so I did my research on what group that was that put that together. That was the explanation of what it was. So they do these things called pandemic exercises or pandemic simulations. They've been doing them for years, and their excuse is, you know, we want to be prepared in case a pandemic comes, so we like to run a dry run semi-simulation sort of thing of what we would do. Why it's so interesting, the media, social media, I'm at risk for this video, I don't care. But you know, they try to take it down and cover it up and be like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, that this wasn't planned, it was just a simulation. And I can't speak for others because everybody says everything, but I'm not saying that they planned it there, but what we are saying, at least that I can show, is that they are simulating a coronavirus pandemic in the event 201. So that happened before March of 2020 when the pandemic happened. In, I think it was October, November, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Johns Hopkins University, and I think it was the World Economic Forum put together a coronavirus simulation. This is 6 months before, you know, they did the lockdowns, and they brought together, this is the crazy part that really needs to be spoken about. They bring together all of these real experts. A lot of times they bring real government figures, real pharmaceutical companies, real, you know, high level people, real top agents at agencies. And they do the simulation, said, you know, this is the event 201 that they did in 2019 before our actual coronavirus simulation. They're like, say a coronavirus comes around, how would we respond? And if you watch Event 201, you could see they had plans of lockdowns, they had plans of stopping travel, they had plans of basically what if misinformation comes out in the media, how are we gonna really, you know, censor people? And all of these plans that they had in 2019 for a coronavirus pandemic, they then rolled out in 2020. So I'm not saying that they planned the pandemic, because I'm not even allowed to say that, but what I will say is that they planned for sure a response to the pandemic. And it's not just like a YouTube creator making a simulation. You have some of the world's most powerful people, most influential people, and people that can move the dial in multiple different continents saying, if a pandemic comes around, here's exactly what we're gonna do. So they did that in Event 201 in 2019 and said, if a pandemic of a coronavirus comes around, here's what we're gonna do. And then in 2020, they did a lot of the same stuff that they planned at that simulation. So now I find it just fascinating that, and maybe this is because I'm not involved in virology and this is not my expertise, but I've never even heard in my entire life of monkeypox. Maybe I'm a dummy, maybe I don't pay attention enough, but monkeypox was not even a thing in my head ever, and most people, but that's not my job, I get it. Okay, so now in the media this week and last week, all you hear is monkeypox, monkeypox, monkeypox. I've never heard it in my life, but I'm hearing it everywhere. The World Health Organization, the CDC, you know, seeing everybody's talking monkeypox, it's coming, it's here, it's this thing. And that's when I found on Twitter, someone did their investigation and found that they did the same thing they did for coronavirus, the dry run simulation of what all the experts would do if there just so happened to be a coronavirus simulation. They did something similar with monkeypox in 2021, March of 2021. This foundation did it and said, hey, if a monkeypox, you know, pandemic comes at the hands of a biological terrorist, here's how we're gonna plan it, here's what we should do, the World Health Organization should be a phase plan. And I wouldn't be shocked if they started rolling out the same things that they rolled out in the simulation of 2021, because it's not just a bunch of schmucks doing it, it's like high level people that have a lot of pull in governments and corporations around the world who already kind of have predetermined their response to the pandemic. And I'll say this real quick, but I want to play a clip of Ted Turner, since he was apparently the co-founder of this organization that ran this simulation. I want to say this, you know, I would consider, and this is my opinion as a, you know, citizen with very little power that can't even really speak the truth because social media can censor me. You know, I think it was a massive over response to coronavirus. You know, they freaked out, they locked down. You look at the data of lockdowns and heavy lockdown places, not lockdown places, places like Sweden that really didn't lock down barely at all, Africa. And the stats of lockdowns never, it never was this amazing strategy that they claimed it was. So I would consider it an overreaction to take away beaches, take away parks. You know, they said the vaccine's going to come and it's going to block transmission. It didn't. So all these things that they really had in mind didn't work exactly like they wanted them to. And I would say it was an overreaction. But this is the fascinating part about a simulation like they're doing for monkeypox and coronavirus. Can you really call it an overreaction when they don't just spontaneously do this stuff? It's not like they wake up and say, coronavirus, I guess we'll just wing it. A lot of people think they do that, but really the world's most powerful people come to these simulations and really kind of plan everything that they would do if a pandemic came, like a coronavirus or monkeypox. They already kind of pre-plan everything they're going to do. And if you don't believe me or think this is a conspiracy theory, just watch Event 201. Event 201 is a coronavirus simulation that they did in 2019 with some of the world's most powerful people. I mean, when it comes to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins was one of the main counters of COVID cases. They're known as like the top experts. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations needs no introduction. World Economic Forum, where all the world's most powerful business owners and politicians come and meet. These are not little names. These are the big powerhouses that can really move entire industries, move entire countries in some cases. They came together, they planned their response of a coronavirus pandemic, and then 6 months later, they really roll out the plan that they had. So, I mean, it's worth talking about. I don't know if Facebook and YouTube's gonna censor this. I don't really give a crap, but it's like, I'm not creating a theory, although you should in a free country be able to create theories, but that's the country we live in. They do a bunch of stuff, they control your life, they shut down your gym, they shut down your beach, and then they try to tell you that you're a horrible person if you try to, you know, protest against it. When they locked everybody in their houses and did this new brand of authoritarianism in 2020, they tried to make it illegal to protest. In New Jersey, people are getting arrested for literally protesting this authoritarian power grab. And I'm just here to say, I'm not saying they plan the virus. I'm not saying that they do that. Although the lab leak theory is looking more and more plausible by the day, but I am saying they absolutely 100% for sure plan their responses to these pandemics, and they literally post it on YouTube so you could see. And then they have the nerve and the audacity to turn around and act as if it's some sort of conspiracy theory. Yeah, just like you called the lab leak conspiracy theory a year. What were you doing? Covering up a lab leak? Probably. You know, you can't even say it. It's not even possible. Well, guess what? Robert Redfield, the former CDC director under Trump, he even thinks lab leak is the most plausible theory. So why'd you cover it up for a year, Facebook? Why'd you cover it up for a year, YouTube? Why are you guys covering it? Oh, is it just this miraculous mistake you make, like the Hunter Biden laptop? Oh, this damaging story to the president we want's coming out. Let's cover it up and then admit it's true a year later. Oh yeah, I'm sure you just randomly did that. No, we know who you are. That's why you're so mad at Elon Musk. He wants to make everything transparent. It makes you so mad because you never wanted the people to have power. You never wanted citizens to be journalists. You want to have your friends at the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. They decide policy. They decide what's true or not. Disinformation minister board. You guys want to be like authoritarian dictators of the world, where you decide what's real and fake, you decide what we do, you decide when we're slaves and get locked in our houses, and anybody who disagrees with it's a threat to your regime. We know what you're doing. And speaking of knowing what you're doing, since Ted Turner happened to be a co-founder of this nuclear threat initiative that's running this dry run simulation of a miraculous monkeypox, you know, biological threat, let's watch a video of Ted Turner who explains what he thinks of the world. I mean, what are you going to call this a conspiracy theory too? Here's a clip of Ted Turner explaining how he thinks there's too many people in the world. But I'm sure this is just some sort of random thing. Maybe it's a hologram or something. I don't know.
Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 10, not 10, but in 30 or 40 years. And basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people who are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan. And living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons and then after that we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff. If there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
Too many people. You know, I love Ted Turner and I love Bill Gates. I appreciate them. You know, I'm so grateful for their philanthropy, Because they do two things at one time. They're trying to save millions of lives and billions of lives, and they're just trying to save you. They're trying to save Africa, save America. We love everybody. We're giving everybody vaccines and abortions, whatever, because we love, but then at the same time, we're curbing population growth. So they're, you know, they don't want to hurt you. It's just they think there's too many people on the planet and they want less people over time. So it's amazing how they're simultaneously saving tens of millions of lives and saving billions of lives, but then at the same time, turning around and saying there's way too many people on the planet. I mean, they're just the best, are they not? I love them. I'm going to go leave this video short, shareable. Appreciate you guys. In order to speak the truth, in order to do real reporting that you won't see on most mainstream media, there's two ways you could support me if you'd like. Three ways, really. The first one is have a good weekend, you know, do some push-ups and jumping jacks for me, get too jacked for the gulag, and you know what I'm saying, stay happy, stay healthy. That's the real way to win. They don't want you to win. They don't want you to be happy and healthy. So be happy and be healthy. That's the free way to really help me. The other way is patreon.com/raretalk. Thank you. For $5 a month, you can get a free podcast. You can get exclusives. I'm answering questions for Patreon people only, and I'm putting that publicly tomorrow. I'm editing it after this. So thank you to everybody. patreon.com/raretalk. It helps me more than you can imagine, and it's why I'm able to not really give a crap. You know, I'm not going to say I have FU money, but through Patreon and through other sources, I have enough to not have to really worry and wonder if I need to sign to some loser media company that's going to try to shut me up and make me funnel money to Ukraine. I don't do that. I work for myself. God is great. And one of the ways is patreon.com/raretalk. So anybody that's ever supported through Patreon, you are helping me be here. You are helping this movement, and you have helped my news analysis and, you know, information broadcasting more than you can imagine. Another way is godblesshats.com. If you like this blue beanie, we got blue beanies, black beanies, pink hats, baby blue hats, all made in the USA. It's a great thing. Godblesshats.com. Thank you for watching this video. Thank you for sharing this video. It's fascinating stuff. I would say I'm as honest as you can be about it without making you know, any sort of exaggerations or claims that I can't prove. Hopefully they don't mess with this video, because I was very honest and fair. They do pandemic simulations all the time, and it is absolutely fascinating that now that monkeypox is in the news, we find out that they did, very powerful people, very wealthy people, and very connected people, did a monkeypox simulation of a pandemic last year to really roll out their blueprint of how they will respond to it. I pray that the world doesn't lock down again. I pray that people do not, you know, turn into prisoners overnight because there's a new thing. And I pray that there is a peaceful and non-authoritarian response to any virus and disease, because I think that's what's best. Have a beautiful day. Appreciate y'all so much. And I'll be back, as always, with more news reporting.